All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special call. I am James Wedmore here with the Barfin for Profit System, and I'm really, really excited because I have one of my past students on the line with me, Richie Hilburn from Texas and owner of Bartenders for Fun, and we're going to do a little case study on his success with his mobile bartending business. He just sent me a note letting me know he just made $600 on his first gig, and he booked another one from it. So I was just, like, so proud, so excited. So I have him on the line to share some of the things that worked for him in his business so that you can learn from him as well. So, Richie, how are you?
I'm doing well today. How's everyone else doing?
Oh, good, good. Well, thank you once again for hopping on this call with me. If you could just start out, and I guess, I don't know, let me just tell everyone a little bit about yourself and about your business.
Okay, sure. I am one of those corporate-trained bartenders. I worked for a chain for a while. I'm still currently employed with them. Live here in Texas, 37 years old. I've been in the food service industry most of my career, I guess you could say, since I was 16. I had actually been solicited by a lady who was a wedding planner one day at my job to work a party for her, and she basically asked me if I knew some other bartenders that could work because it was a large party, and I said sure. I put it all together. We worked it. We did a great job, and after that, I sort of got an idea of turning that into a business. So of course, I jumped to the internet and Googled, and your system was actually the first one that came up. So
awesome. Basically
what I did from there is I read through the website, read the testimonials and everything else, and I ordered the system. You know, I'd had this idea for a while, but I had no idea, of how to put it together, what I should do first, should I get a website, should I do cards, any of that. And
right.
All the information that you had in your system really impressed me, and I just kind of... I played with it for a while, and then I decided to get serious, and I took it from there.
Very cool. Now, Richie, I know a lot of my past students, and myself included, the way we got started was we tasted that first blood of experiencing that first event like you just described.
Right.
What has it been that's actually, made you really – what were the aspects of it you just enjoyed so much? You're like, I've got to keep doing this.
Well, definitely being my own boss.
I've
worked for people my whole life, and I've had entrepreneurial ventures before, but usually with other people, and usually something that was multi-level marketing or something. And I knew there was an aspect of branching out and doing stuff on my own that I enjoyed. But just the freedom of being able to be my own boss.
Right.
I now make money for myself instead of, making money for someone else and then hoping someone pays me on the side.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's I'm the same way. That's always been a huge perk, a huge benefit. So that's awesome. What would you say has been the biggest lesson that you've learned? What do you think is the real reason why, you've done so well so quickly?
I would say that, it was funny because I was speaking with a kind of a mentor of mine today that she owns a restaurant, and she kind of explained it real well. I've paid my dues. I after 20 years, I have experienced, drunkenness and people being overserved and everything else. But I've worked hard to be a bar back and then to be a weekend bartender and then to be the head bartender, a couple of times through other places.
Right.
And, I'm at a point now where I just I've paid my dues. I'm ready to become my own business, my own company, to be in charge. And the thing that I notice about this too, especially when you're working these kinds of parties, is people, you pretty much cover everything. Like you said, these people are always in a good mood, and it's so much easier to work with people who are in a good mood than it is to take care of people who are in a bad mood and to try and turn them around.
Yeah, it's kind of like we almost thought when we started bartending that everyone was going to be these happy people.
Right,
and when you
right.
start working at a bar restaurant, it's like, whoa, it's not exactly
yeah.
how it was, the image was.
No, no, it's, no, not at all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love it. I mean, you sent me your business card. It's one, out of all, a lot of my students, it's one of the best I've seen. I love the name, Bartenders for Fun.
Yeah.
I just want people to check you out at bartendersforfun.com, and it's the number four fun.
Right, right. It's almost like
fun.
Yours. And that was actually
yep.
incidental because I had a totally different name. I had originally started this idea, you know, like a year ago, and I had a designer do me up a design, and I was going to call it something else. And you know, I'm one of those people that it's hard for me to sit down and read. So I had to go back, and I read through the manual a couple times. I started thinking, I was like, well, no, let me do this. And then, you know, I threw five or six names around, and it just came up one time, and I just thought, you know, fun really sticks out because people, when they're doing these events, they want to have fun. And I said, well,
great.
Bartenders for fun. And it just, you know, it almost went with Bartenders for Profit, but it just, you know, it just stuck out. And,
yeah.
you know, I've had a great reaction to it so far.
Good, man. I'm so excited about that. So for someone listening on this call who's, you know, where you were when you were, you know, Googling someone who'd maybe gone through this process,
right.
They have really no experience, but they know this is something they want to do. What's a piece of advice that you could give them right now?
You mean when you say no experience, you mean as much as like maybe bartending experience,
yeah,
or that
yeah.
like?
Let's say they have some sort of bartending experience, but they've never done a private event.
Right. I would say most importantly, my I'll just tell you how it started for me. I mean, I kind of went into it backwards with the wedding planner, but the first thing I did was get a design and print up some cards and just start telling people. And that's the best advice. If you want to get people interested in what you do, just tell everyone about it. And obviously you have to have some couth about it. You know, if you're like probably a lot of your students are in the beginning, they're still in the restaurant industry or bar industry, just tell everyone about it, but be, you know, have couth about it. Don't just throw it on them. Just let them know, hey, this is what I'm doing, because, you know, eventually someone's going to know someone that's going to have a party, or it's going to get married, or going to do whatever. And, you know, this, I just did a gig this last Saturday, but that's how I got it. One of the other bartenders I work with, I told him about what I did, and he just told me, hey, I know so-and-so's having a party, and,
yep.
you know,
yeah.
I booked a gig right there, and I have a, you know, a tentative gig out of that gig. So, you know, my best advice would be if you're new to it, go get some business cards, even if you got to make them on the computer and they're not of high quality, and just pass them out, because that's what I did. I had a designer design it. I threw those cards out there, and I booked a party from this, not this last part. Well, I've booked, so far I've done two parties, and I've booked two parties from then.
Yes. Yeah, that's two things I tell people a lot is, first, you can get a lot of your business from the parties you're at.
Oh, yeah.
And second, it's that you know, the 2 degrees of separation where everyone you know knows someone who's having a party or throws a lot of parties.
Exactly.
And if you do exactly what you did and just spread the word, especially if you're working at a bar and you have
yeah.
regulars and, yeah, you know, having a certain sort of respect for it, but just, you know, there
right.
are a lot of people at the bar that just want to talk. And they say, what are you up to, Richie? And you'd be like, well, actually, I'm really excited. Look at, I just got my new bartending business cards. I'm doing this on my own now. Oh,
right.
that's incredible! Give me a few. I'm gonna share some people at work. You know,
right.
And there you go.
Yep. And there you go. And that's what happened. I mean, you know, I'll toot my own horn. In September, I have two weddings and a birthday party. And
awesome.
And that has come from those three have come from me just handing out my cards where I work. You know, and like
yep.
I said, you got to have couth about it. You can't be out there just trying to promote. You do want to promote. But you just want to, hey, this is what I'm doing. And sure enough, some people come in and said, hey, well, and they know me. You know, it's a great place to start because you already have this group of people that you know. If you're not working in a bar or a restaurant, it's probably a lot more difficult. So I would say even if you're not, go get a job for a short period of time in a bar or a restaurant and hand out cards. Because
right.
those cards are your first, you know, they're your first line of offense is what I like to call it, instead of the first line
uh-huh.
of defense. It's your first line of offense. It's direct contact, it's a face to a number, and it's say no, and, you know, it may not happen tomorrow, but it may happen down the road, because it has taken me a month or two But, you know, I had a lady call me for a Halloween party, you know, and I've done a lot more. I've gone out and got on the private vendor lists and everything else. But that card, you know, that's you. And if you can get it to people you know, they'll get it to someone they know, like you say, the 2 degrees. And then, you know, someone's going to call you. And then, you know, once you can get them rolling and lined up, you know, and, you know, I like to say follow the program. The program you have is, you know, there's a lot of information in there. But all of that information is a little bit that if you put it together the right way and it starts rolling, because that's how it's going for me now, you know, before too long, it's like you said, you know, I'm already working on finding one or two people as, you know, not necessarily full-time employees for me, but to throw out there and start booking 2 parties on the weekend so I can be one and I can, you know, obviously make some money off the other and they can make their money and they can get paid and I'll get paid and, you know, go from there.
Win-win situation there.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
I love it. Well, great, Richie. Thank you so much. So for everyone listening, go ahead and check out bartendersforfun.com. Richie's really done an awesome job getting his business started at, like, lightning speed. And I'm just so stoked that you were able to hop on the call to do this. And hopefully everyone else listening learned a thing or two that they can implement in their bartending business in their city. So, Richie, thanks again very much. And hopefully we'll keep in touch. And you'll keep me in touch with all your progress and how well you're doing.
Definitely. So, we will be in touch. And, hey, and thank you just as much. I mean, because really it is a life-changing thing when you can go out there and be your own boss. And I really mean it. Your system really has changed that for me. I mean, one of the ladies, I have 2 jobs. I work at a corporate restaurant and then I work for a smaller restaurant, which is a great, you know, it's great to stay in and advertise if you want. It really is. It's great because people already are familiar with you when they see your face. But your system, you know, is awesome. And hopefully for the other people that are listening, if you have questions or concerns or anything, feel free to email me or even call me, and we'll definitely be in touch because I'm sitting on a ton of ideas. I'm just getting started. I just want to get the parties flowing first so the income comes in, and then I can start working on other ideas because I have a million of them,
Good. I love it. Well, thanks again, Richie. You just made my day. So everyone, thanks again, and Richie, we will talk soon.